And now this is a dictation for Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Whipple, W-H-I-P-P-L-E, March 2570, addressed as a letter to Jennifer Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, 616-754-9883. Dear Dr. Goodman, follow-up for Mrs. Whipple, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, renal failure, last visit April. Besides an itching, I did an extensive review, system being negative. She has an AV fistula on the right area without a Stilling syndrome. No hospital emergency room visit. Review medications including bicarbonate, blood pressure, Norvasc, Demadex, cholesterol, diabetes management, tolerating Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, no anti-inflammatory agents. Present weight, 107. Previously, 104. Blood pressure, 142-58 by nurse. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3. Lungs, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites tenderness, no major edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, April creatinine 4.5, representing a GFR 11, normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate 18, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus at 4.8, which is the max at this level of kidney. Anemia 12.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 5. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She does not have evidence of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. She will continue chemistries on a regular basis. Already has a right-sided AV fistula, which appears ready to be used. Underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Metabolic acidosis, was only taking one a day, asked her to take twice a day. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Hemoglobin is above 10. We discuss about home dialysis. She's not interested. We also discuss about renal transplant. As I explained, which is a long process in Michigan, 5-6 years of average waiting time. She can be gaining time even before starting dialysis. She's willing to proceed. She's choosing to explore through Grand Rapids Transplant Center. Also discuss with the patient, come back on the next few months or early as needed, end of dictation.